The Son of Man has power to produce it. The Son of Man
said, Holy Father, I want to bring you back. Let your will be done. That which you have proposed for me, what you have proposed for the church, for the body of Christ in this nation, what you have proposed for Nigeria, what you have proposed for your people, oh God, let it be established. The Bible said, the word of God prevail. Let your word prevail. Let your word prevail. Let your word prevail. Oh Lord, not my will, but your will be done. We have heard of faith tonight. Lord, let my faith increase in your power and your willingness. In your faithfulness, oh God. What will your life be even though the Lord has it is good? Yes, the Lord may make things beautiful for you, but what about the desire of the Lord in your life? What is the Lord willing to achieve in your life? Who is the Lord willing to use you for? Which work in his kingdom will the Lord be desirous that you will accomplish? If the Lord pray that he will reign, you will go your way. I will go my way. Can you say, Lord, influence my heart? Influence my heart to do your will. Influence my love to test positive for your direction and your instructions. Let my life make sense to your life. Lord, influence my heart. Influence my heart tonight, O God. Reign over my reins. Ask the Lord to reign in your reins. In your faith, in your praying, in your blessing, that the Spirit of the Lord will rule your reins. Where your blood is flowing, your emotions, your thinking, your faculties, we align to the purpose of God. That the Lord will find you faithful, the Lord will find you useful, the Lord can be bold to say, I have a son there, I have a daughter there. She will distribute it towards her desire. She will support my work. I can release this anointing. It will ensure with compassion that people are healed of their diseases. Oh, I can give this person insight. She will go out on evangelism. What is the Lord getting out of your life? What is the profit of the Lord in your life? They will kill it, they will do what I hear. Kill it, they will do what I hear. They will not love you again. And you will not have to cry. All you do is collect and collect. What is the Lord collecting from you? Can you say, Lord, increase my faith to surrender my life? Lord, reign in my life. In obedience that he will meet with us afresh. As the word of God came to us last week, as we proceed, say, Lord, as we lift our voice to you, you are our helper, you are brother proceed to go to. And you have given us a window to say, make your request known to me. Can we say, Lord, hear our prayer. Reign over our finances. Reign over my body, over my health. Reign over my career. Reign over my marriage. Reign over your church, over my ministry. Reign over my children. When it is the Lord that is reigning and ruling over your children, they will behave well. They will have inspiration for peace to God. They just begin to speak spiritual. And you are wondering. It is better than the wrong spirit influencing their mind. Say, Lord, reign and rule over my children. Let your spirit reign over me. Let your spirit reign over me. Glorious Father, the Bible says, the word of God free in Ephesus and prevail. Can you say, Lord, let your word prevail over my life? Let it be that my life is united with your word. Let your word prevail over my life, over my situations. Let your word prevail over my home. Us in this assembly for provision, why will you not be a partaker? Why will God be promising provision and you will not have it? Can you say, Lord, let your work prevail over me? Let your work prevail over me. Amen. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
We'll be praying tomorrow, but let me speak. Me, I have started. They said the workman shall be the first partaker that have it. I have started partaking of divine provision. Let me just inform you. What I do not think is happening already. Oh. But you know why we are praying. I heard a story I've shared before. And Roland Yadeboli was saying, what's shocking is that our life is a vessel in the hand of God. God is ever looking, who can I be a channel? Who can be a channel for me, for which I can be a blessing to this generation? We are asking the Lord to rain. When the Lord is born raining, your mind, your brain, your natural thinking will be suspended. And you just see that there's an influence of the Spirit, and you are convinced to do certain things because the Lord is raining. It was said that when they are the king, who is now 81?
81.
81. In Ibadan, 40 years ago, he had a crusade. And a man that was 80, his eyes opened. So the man of God said, his own shock is that this man has been blind for all his life. But when Daddy Kumuyu was fought, was when that crusade ran. The power of God came down and opened the eye of 80-year-old man. So he said, when that man was 40, he did not know that another 40 years, they just came out to Daddy Kumuyu. Do you hear what I'm saying? He was 40 and blind. But during his 40 years study, the person that will open his eyes was born. And he needed to wait until the man would grow forth and would find reason to go to Ibadan. And then he received his sight. Ready? The Spirit, please, please, please. And the Spirit controls what he sees. Why people go to Babalawo, Babalawo, whatever those, is that they believe they are connected with a spirit realm that can influence things, and indeed it has been working. We have heard of touch and follow, and touch and go, where people do to do a ring, and they touch a woman, and the woman will lose her sense, and will follow her until they finish the ring with her, she realizes what can happen. We have heard of people that go and rob us, they just do that for the sake of. In fact, I know the person that as a young lady, that's how they raped her. She was not aware, she said. People. People have done things that they go to the office, they say, I'm having a job. So you are going for interview. Everybody is cajoling something. You cajole nothing. You are not you are not invoking grace. When we come here, when we pray, when we come to vigil, when we pray, all we are doing, we are invoking the highest power on earth, the highest power in heaven, whose intention is to bless us. Not for that God, they will give them what they want, but they will bless something behind. Because the ministry they have is to still kill our what? And our soul. I would like you to pray. Let grace and power of God reign over every issue of your life. Can you tell the Lord, I have no other God but you? Reign and rule over my life, over my career, over my home. Let every influence that is negative be destroyed. Let your power, influence my life. Let my life begin to release, be released into your intention. Brethren, can you afford it for souls that are people that maybe it's through your blessing that they will be blessed? There are people that through your anointing, they will receive their own sight, they will receive their healing, they will receive direction. But when you don't care, when you don't mind, you are okay with you eating and sleeping. You are okay with the roof that you have over your head. You don't know that your life can be a blessing. Men will always be lifeless. But have you been lighted? Say, Lord, come and give me my life. When God is ready and answering this prayer, you begin to see revelations that determines what you ought to be doing. I wish somebody would be praying. Reign over my heart, oh God. Reign over my heart. Let not be flesh reigning in me. Let it be your spirit. Who is blind that you must open their eyes? Who is poor that through your life they must see the riches of Christ? Who is lost that must get direction through your pastor? Which family is about to scatter, but you have a word of wisdom from you. Can you plead with God tonight? Plead me to your will for my life. Reign over my life and bring me to your will for my life. That's why we have come to life.
Jesus will